Izvinite, molim vas, ja nisam iz tog grada, pa bih htio znati gdje ovako tu, negdje u blizini ovako, najpogodnije mjesto za samoubistvo.
Pisma iz tujine, na valovih radio Student.
Svetlova u babilonskem stolpu, nagrada Lux Evropskega parlamenta. Prejšnjo sredo smo se nekateri novinarji mudili v Strasburu v Franciji. Povabljeni smo bili strani Evropskega parlamenta na plenarno sejo, na kateri so razglasili letošnjega zmagovalca nagrade Lux. To nagrado, ki je bila ustanovljena leta 2007 z namenom, da valorizira v Evropi ustvarjene filme in jim omogoči distribucijo znotraj meja stare celine in zunaj njih, dobi film, za katerega glasuje največ členov Evropskega parlamenta. Poslušajmo najprej objavo zmagovalca strani predsedujočega parlamentarca Martina Schulza.
The winning film of the Lux Prize 2012 is Yo Sono Li by Andrea Seger.
Grazie.
Po sprejemu nagradnega kipca je letošnji zmagovalec Andrea Seger v svojem govoru pred parlamentom najprej poudaril pomen neodvisnega filma, čež da ta pripoveduje kontradiktorne zgodbe iz Evrope. Potem je svoj film posvetil vsem materam, ki so emigrirale, kot tudi materam, katerih otroci so ilegalno prečkali evropsko mejo. Seger se je v italijansko-francoskem filmu Yo sono lì lotil pereče evropske tematike in povedal zgodbo o življenju dveh emigrantov iz perspektive Kitajke Lee. Film ponuja drugačen pogled na Evropo, ki skuša rešiti problem ilegalnih priseljencev, pa tudi pomagati pri adaptaciji priseljencev z ene strani in sprejemanju teh z druge strani. Dejstvo je, da nekdo postane migrant, ker obstajajo sanje o tem, kako je tam oziroma tukaj. Potovanje zaradi sanj o boljšem življenju vsaj naslednje generacije pa lahko označimo za evropski sen. Li je šla na pot ilegalno zato, ker glede tega ni imela izbire. Rojena je bila pač v napačnem delu sveta in si svobodnega potovanja ni mogla zagotoviti. Ljudje, ki jim rečemo ilegalci, pa so predvsem ljudje, ali kot pravi Andrea Seger.
So I always work in all my documentaries.
Not all, but most of them, I always work with the illegal person. Because simply because I don't think they are illegal. So. And simply when they understand that I want to work with them, not because they are illegal, but because they are human being, we start to work together. It's very simple. Because the condition of illegal, it's something that the society where you are put on yourself. But if you have any chance to put it away, you are full of wish to be Andrea and not to be a legal immigrant. And when you find someone who speaks with you as Andrea or as Ransom, you start to work or to speak or to stay with him because you feel that there is a chance to be legal in some way.
Živeti ilegalno ni izbira, je nuja, ki se zgodi zaradi različnih zakonov, ki ljudem ne dovolijo, da bi si uredili dokumente in živeli kot ostali državljani. Ko se zgodi, da se v neki precej tradicionalni sredini, na malem otoku Beneške lagune, med ribiči pojavi natakarica s poševnimi očmi, se pri ljudeh predvsem zbudijo strahovi. Režiserja smo vprašali, ali je strah ta, ki rojeva vse ostale probleme v multietnični skupnosti.
You're talking about fear. Whose fear is it? Is it European, is it Italian, or is it immigrant?
So, I think that when you have a situation of different cultures mixing and meeting, the fear is a normal reaction you have, no? Especially in very daily situation like a wine bar. So the fishermen are going this wine bar every day. It's like their house, no? And to find a Chinese woman as a bar woman is something that really, it's difficult to face this change. this change in your daily life. The problem is when someone uses this fear, these normal fears that you have in the first step of meeting something new, to create a public fear and to make increasing this fear in a collective way and to create a move the society in a xenophobic direction. I call them the professionals. I call them the professionals of fear. So the politician who knows, the politician or the journalist or who knows how to use this fear in a way that can transform this fear in a collective emotion.
Is it a hate then that we have in maybe region Veneto or maybe in all Europe?
But there is not the hate. Is what the politician. Some politicians transform the fear. So it's when you take the normal private fear that you have in meeting someone new and you transform it in a collective emotion, you create a public hate. And that happened in Italy and in other, and that is happening also in other European countries. But it's not the clients of the wine bar in Chunli and the Poet, they are not guilty of that. It's normal for them to have fear and to have difficulties of meeting this change in their life.
Can you tell me, does it exist, the European dream?
Yeah, I think the European dream is to create a space of relations between identities who has the courage to knowing themselves but losing the part of this identity who creates a black box facing other identities. That is the European dream. And Beppi and Chunli, they are part of this European dream, also if they are coming from not European countries. But nowadays Europe is also not, it's made also by not European people.
What about fishermen? They also have their dream.
Fishermen, they have to understand how to create a relation between old dreams and new dreams. It's very difficult for them, but they have in their community the experience of immigrating people. And if they find a relation between immigrating people and the immigrating people, they could find a new way to transform their old dream in new dream.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Film Jo sono li oziroma Ime mi je li bo tako kot tudi druga dva finalista letošnje nagrade opremljen s podnapisi v vseh evropskih jezikih. To bo po mnenju Doris Pak, zadolžene za kulturo in edukacijo pri Evropskem parlamentu, ne samo olajšalo distribucijo, ampak tudi omogočilo, da se filmi slišijo v izvirnih jezikih. Tudi dejstvo, da se v zmagovalnem filmu sliši kitajščina, daje velik pomen podnapisom. Kolega z nemškega radija, s katerim smo se o tej temi pogovarjali, je bil zelo skeptičen glede možnosti, da bi kdorkoli v Nemčiji šel gledati film v izvirnem jeziku, opremljen s podnapisi. Morda smo na Balkanu drugačni in nam je subtitle samoumeven, zaželen in logičen, a v drugih evropskih državah očitno ni tako. Glede podnapisov imamo različne ideje, glede problematike Romov pa deli cela Evropa podobne pomisleke. In prav na to temo je narejen madžarski film Samo veter režiserja Benseja Fligaufa. Odnosu držav oziroma državljanov do Romov, pogledu na njihovo kulturo, način življenja in ali je to eno samo veliko nerazumevanje in netoleriranje njihove drugačnosti, smo povprašali enega letošnjih finalistov, Benceja Fligraufa.
Yeah, I spent a couple of years, actually 2 years, with Romas in Hungary. And what I learned is that the education is the key to handle their problems because they, you know, with the Romans, everybody want to do something. It's when the social workers goes there, they want to do something with the Romans. When the foundations go there who support them, they want to do something with them. And sometimes the filmmakers are going there and they also try to do something with them. They not really ask them, including myself, what's their feeling, how they can survive these very nasty circumstances or situations what they have. And I think the only solution to provide them proper education, which can be an entrance to the society, actually. And it's not just because of the, you know, the lack of knowledge or something. It's more about this kind of artificial family what the education give us. And the Romanis do not have this kind of artificial family or this kind of network. Therefore, this would be very important. And now somebody told me today, my film Just the Wind gonna be a kind of educational object, so they will put it in high schools and universities, and they're gonna provocate conversations with this film on that issues. And I think it's really, it would be very, very helpful. My position is a luxury. This is what I felt when I visited in these places, and I remember what I felt when I stepped in a very poor and very simple Roma house. I had a social shock at the beginning, and then at once I imagined the other way around, how a Roma person would feel when they are entering in our house, how huge this social gap, what they would feel. So this teaches me a lot, and this film teaches me also that I became aware and I became open for the social issues. So I also feel myself in a process, and I will continue. Yeah, you know, you have to, you need a metamorphosis, you have to be a shapeshifter if you are doing social cinema. That's what I also learned. And at the end, they didn't believe that I'm not Roma. But actually, the key was that to use a sense of humor, because somehow it make a democratical level. For, you know, it's just all of a sudden we are equal, all of a sudden, and that worked very well.
Tretji letošnji finalist nagrade Lux je Tabu, film portugalskega režiserja Miguela Gomesa. Ta se ljudskih pravic ne loteva tako eksplicitno kot prva dva omenjena filma, bolj orientiran na pretek časa in na spomine o izgubljenem paradižu. Metaforično, seveda. Vse tri filme si je bilo mogoče ogledati v Kinodvoru, in sicer brezplačno v sredo, četrtek in tudi danes popoldan. Današnji projekciji bo sledila tudi okrogla miza oziroma pogovor na temo Svobodna Evropa, položaj migrantov v Evropski uniji, ki ga bosta moderirali sodelavki Radija Študent, avtorica tega teksta Iva A. Boras in Pija Nikolič. Migranti si v Evropi ustvarjajo svoje skupnosti, tako tudi v Strasburu, kjer izgleda, kot da bi obstajalo mesto znotraj mesta. Tu so institucije, kot so Evropski parlament, Sodišče za človekove pravice in Svet Evrope. To mesto je živahno, veliko na tisoče kvadratnih metrov, polno pisarn, konferenčnih dvoran, mostov, dvigal, rastlin, stekla, železa, lesa, ljudi, ki kot mravlje mrgolijo z izobešenimi izkaznicami v različnih barvah, ki nedaleč kažejo, kam kdo spada, ki se pogovarjajo večinoma v francoščini, čeprav lahko slišimo prav vse evropske jezike. Takole nekako.
Bonjour à tout le monde et merci d'être venu ici aujourd'hui pour la conférence de presse dédiée au prix Lux pour le cinéma.
Adieu, je dois partir. Et voilà. Et ciao.
Au revoir, merci pour votre travail et votre contribution.
Grazie.
Dans quelle langue?
Traduzione. Ok, vado in italiano. Vabbè. Mi ha fatto molto piacere essere finalisti con Just the Wind e Taboo, perché sono due film che ho amato molto.
Shall I speak in Hungarian? Nagyon örülök, hogy itt lehetek, és azt gondolom, hogy ez egy nagyon fontos. And I think I'm in a very, very good company. So I'm proud, actually.
Ves, ahí, perfecto. Es ese cine pequeño europeo que este Parlamento europeo se supone que defiende. Con los programas.
Il coraggio di porre delle domande e non di dare delle risposte scritte.
The education is the key to handle their problems.
I always work with the illegal person, simply because I don't think they are illegal.
Merci ancora, realizzatore.
Grazie.
Thank you, and congratulations again.
Grazie.
In tako kot vsako mesto, ki da kaj nase, so se v Evropskem parlamentu odločili, da bodo znotraj njihove kulturne sekcije naredili nekakšen interni filmski festival. Si ogledali nedavno staro celinsko produkcijo, izbrali najboljši film in mu slavnostno podelili nagrado. Poslušajmo, kaj o tej nagradi meni madžarski režiser Bensef Ligauf.
I think this award is very important, and I'm not sure this is so I think in that this prize is not on the phase yet when it's really moved the people in a way, but as a sort of new prestige, I think it's working very well and it's very important. Personally, me, I'm very glad to have these kind of nominations which are coming from out of the business. So it's not coming from the festival circus, but it's a bit beyond that because it goes for those films who have a deal with social issues or those projects which has something very special quality in it. And I think it's just great, and I think I'm in a very, very good company, so I'm proud, actually.
Filmi, vsi trije finalisti, bodo ob distribuciji po Evropi brandirani z imenom nacionalnih kinematografij, v katerih so ustvarjeni. Distribucija zunaj Evrope pa naj bi zajela še pridevnik Evropski film. V odnosu do drugih, zunaj stare celine, obstaja nekaj skupnega. Evropskega, znotraj Evropa, kar se lepo vidi v njenem parlamentu, babilonskem stolpu, ki ga skušajo osvetliti z nagrado, katere ime pomeni svetloba. V Multikulti Strasburu je podelitev nagrade Lux spremljala Iva A. Boras.
Izvinite, molim vas. Ja nisam iz tog grada, pa bih htio znati gdje ovako tu, niti u blizini ovako, najpogodnije mjesto za samoubistvo.
Pisma iz tujine, na valovih radio Student.